102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon, and for the next 15 minutes, I will be joined by Lynn Fine, Director of Corporate and Community Engagement at iMentor. How are you, Lynn?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. I know it's early, but I'm glad you're here. Tell me a little bit about iMentor.
So iMentor, we are a national nonprofit organization. We started about 20 years ago in New York City, and then 3 years ago, we expanded to Chicago, and then 2 years ago, we launched right here in the Bay Area. And what we do at a very basic level is we partner with an entire school, and then we match every single junior and senior in that high school with a college-educated mentor.
Wow. So tell me about your role, Director of Corporate and Community Engagement.
Absolutely. So my role is really to build the partnerships and find all of the amazing people who serve our students. So we recruit mentors. We need about 400 mentors per year because we do match every single student with a mentor. And so what I do is I go out into the community. I build corporate partnerships, just talk to people who would be interested in serving our students, and I tell them about the opportunity to mentor with us.
That is magnificent. So how was iMentor started? Tell me about the beginning.
It was founded by John Griffin, and this was in New York City, and John Griffin was, you know, someone who'd been working in finance, and he really became interested in education and also access to education, and how do you kind of more equally distribute access to education? And so it originally started as kind of an after-school tutoring program with about 49 pairs of people kind of supporting students in New York City, and then expanded. And we got a shout out from Obama for our work, and the board was like, let's expand. So yeah, we started going national. So we have three regional offices. So one of those is in New York City. That's our largest region. We're serving about 3,500 students in New York City. And that's throughout New York. So that's Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan. And then in Chicago, we have about 800 pairs. And then here in the Bay Area, we are serving about 500 students. And each year our program grows because we enroll the next upcoming class. So this coming year, we'll be serving an additional 400 students.
That is absolutely amazing.
So, thank you.
All right. So the big question, how does iMentor work?
So the way that it works, it's very much so we rely on the community. So most public schools, like the schools that we work in, most of them have maybe one college counselor slash guidance counselor for every 450 students. So for a student who can kind of go home and talk to their parents about college, that might not be that big of a deal. Most of the students that we work with, about 90% of them would be the first in their family to go to college. So they really need that extra support. And so what we do as an organization is we try to get that ratio down from 450 to 1 to 1 to 1. And that is by matching same gender matches. Every male student, every female student in the junior and senior classes gets a mentor. And then mentors work with their student and through one online communication a week and then one in-person event per month, they support their student in navigating the college process.
Wow. What is the age range for participants for iMentor?
Great question. I'm really glad you asked that. So the only requirements, you have to be 21 or older. You have to have attended either a 2 or 4 year institution. So you have to have either your associate's degree or a bachelor's degree at a minimum. And then the only other requirements in addition to the age is that you have also been able to pass a background check and that you're really willing to commit to serve one of our students. We want people who are excited to support our young people, who believe in their potential, and who really want to kind of step up and get engaged in their community.
That's amazing. See, this is what I'm talking about, because you know what? People don't know about organizations like this. And this is the whole point of having you coming on Listen Up Bay Area, because people need to know about this because the resources are there. Sometimes we just don't know how to find them. So speaking of find, how does one find iMentor?
Yes. So the best way to find us is through our website. So you can go to imentor.org/Bay Area. That's little imentor.org/Bay Area. And then from there, you can really learn a lot about the different ways you can get engaged. You can become a donor. You can become a mentor. We need 400 mentors for this upcoming school year. About 25% of our students are in the East Bay. About 75% are in the South Bay. And so we especially need male mentors because women volunteer twice as much as men.
We need to step up.
Step it up. Come on.
So what is the big picture? Tell me what the big picture is for iMentor. What is the ultimate goal? I know you said, you know, one to one, but What is the ultimate goal of iMentor?
So ultimately, what we really believe as an organization is that every single student should have the chance to succeed in college. That does not mean that every single student right after high school will go on to college, but we believe that college is the best way to break patterns of intergenerational poverty. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to give young people an opportunity to access resources that they right. otherwise would not have. And we just want our young people to have the information they need to find the right college for themselves, right. to understand financial aid. And we believe that opportunity should really be there for all students.
Right. What are some of the challenges that iMentor has faced throughout the years? Some of the obstacles?
So I think an obstacle that we face just as an organization, one challenge that nonprofits always have is funding. So, right. Now more than ever, there's been a lot of cuts to federal funding politically, kind of with the current political climate. You don't have as much federal funding going to organizations such as ours. Right. So that's a huge challenge. I think that another challenge for us has been, just how you keep our mentors engaged, how you find enough people who are really willing to step up and serve our students and be right. committed to them.
Right.
So that's a huge challenge for our ability to scale.
All right. So once again, I have Lynn Fine, Director of Corporate and Community Engagement for iMentor, a wonderful program. And you can go to www.imentor.org/Bay Area for more information. And I want to go back to the whole volunteer piece.
Yes, please.
Okay. Where do you find most of your volunteers come from?
So most of our volunteers come from a variety of sources. So it's really important to us that our volunteers, that it's a very diverse mentor base. So we want, our students have a range of interests, and we want our volunteers to represent that range of interest as well. We want them to really be able to click with our students. And so we find our volunteers in a number of ways. Part of it is through opportunities such as this one, reaching people directly where they are in their cars, at home. Another is through corporate partnerships. So for example, Apple, we have a lot of volunteers from Apple, from Google, from Facebook. They've been really great kind of corporate partners for us. We also find volunteers in the community. So we'll do partnerships with the Boys and Girls Club. We have partnerships with alumni associations, with the district attorney's office. And kind of those different community-focused organizations, church groups, alumni groups, those are all really great places for us to find people to volunteer.
Okay, so I'm a volunteer. I come in, you partner me up. And what am I doing from that point?
So what does it really look like to be a mentor?
What does it look like to be a mentor?
Yeah, so the mentor relationship is incredibly rewarding. Starting at matching, we take the matching process very seriously.
Okay.
So it's really based on interest-based matches. You answer a series of questions about yourself. Are the mentees do the same? And then we try to really find people who have something in common. So for example, if there was a mentee who was like, I really want to get into radio, we would absolutely pair that person up with you. And then what the relationship looks like is, first, we start through an online curriculum that we have. It's one online communication a week. So your mentee goes to a class. It's taught by iMentor staff. That staff will kind of walk them through a structured interaction. In the beginning, you're going to be talking to your student about building trust. You're going to be sharing with them. No teenager wants to just talk to an adult like right off the bat about college. They're just not interested. And then you'll have about a week to respond. You'll respond to whatever your mentee wrote. You'll have some guided questions. And then once per month, you'll have an amazing opportunity to go to an event facilitated by our staff at the school. That event is from 6 to 8 p.m. They're really fun. We'll do like speed networking where a bunch of our students will get to talk to all of the mentors, learn about their college experiences, or it can also be really understanding financial aid and the challenges of paying for college.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, I'm going to ask you another top secret question. Do you have any celebrity mentors?
Ooh, we do have some celebrity mentors, but I am not at liberty to disclose their names.
You're no fun.
I'm sorry. But the good thing is that any celebrities who are out there, they want to be a mentor, they know that they can trust me.
Okay.
And that I won't say anything.
So you're not going to put my name out there, right?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not. But you got to join first. As soon as you join, and then it'll be completely top secret.
I get that list, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Once again, I have Lynn Fine, Director of Corporate and Community Engagement for iMentor. Please go to www.imentor.org/Bay Area. Lynn, I got to tell you something. This is an amazing program. What is your social media? Do you have social media handles?
Yeah, we do. We have social. So you can like us on Facebook, where I have an iMentor Facebook page. And that's really the best way. We also have, we're also on Instagram at iMentor as well.
Now, is there an app?
There is not an app, but maybe we should make one. That is a good thing. Yeah, there isn't.
Well, I think, you know, with what you're doing is amazing. Like I said, there's resources out there, especially in inner city youth, that they don't have access to organizations like this. And this is the main thing of Listen Up Bay Area, is to expose organizations like iMentor to the youth, you know, and make sure that even the parents know about this.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of parents in certain positions that kids would love to learn from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know? And that's, I mean, that is really the heart and soul of our program. Yes. Is the community, getting the community involved. We take kind of impact evaluation very seriously in our program, and we've found that students with a mentor through iMentor are twice as likely to graduate college students who do not have one.
Okay.
So for people who are kind of out there and are thinking about getting involved, it really does make a difference in one person's life. And kind of our tagline is that every student deserves a champion. And we really believe that if each of us were to step up and be a champion for one of our young people, we can change the world.
Now, what if a mentor comes in, right, and does not have a college degree, because that individual is an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur? What do you do?
So we do have a lot of people who are interested in mentoring with us who do not have a college degree. Unfortunately, we cannot accept them into the program because what we really want is we want our students, many of whom don't know anyone in their immediate communities who've been to college. We want someone who's been there before, who can speak from personal experience, who can be that role model. Entrepreneurs, we love to have them in our corner as thought partners. They're on our young executive board, which is kind of a younger board. They're also welcome to join our larger board as well, or to be donors in our for our organizations. There are other opportunities to get involved.
Really? So you said thought partner. Go more into detail in regards to what that looks like.
You know, we have a lot of people and just kind of champions throughout the Bay Area who are just trying to help us get the word out. You know, we're new to the Bay. We've been here for 2 years. So we have a lot of just champions for our work. So, I mean, one idea is someone who was really, really interested in helping out and really believed in our program. So he helped us create a Facebook bot to be able to get the word out about mentoring. We also have other people who have really helped us to get donors, who have helped to connect our students to financial literacy courses. So there's a lot of kind of different ways that people can help out our program. One of the more obvious ones is to be a mentor themselves. But if that's not an option, there's lots of different ways that people can support our work. And we're very, very grateful for that support.
That is excellent. Once again, I have Lynn Fine, Director of Corporate and Community Engagement for iMentor. Please go to www.imentor.org/Bay Area. Lynn, you know, I'm amazed by this. Like I said, I've never heard of this. And come to find out, you've only been in the Bay Area for 2 years. So San Francisco is your home base, right?
Our home office is in Oakland.
In Oakland, okay.
Yeah, so we're in Oakland. And then the schools that we serve, one is Lionel Wilson, which is in East Oakland. And the other one is James Lick High School in East San Jose.
What's the next steps? I mean, are you planning on having another office anywhere else in the Bay Area?
So for now, we're focusing on these two schools. We believe in really making sure that we have quality programming. We want our students to be successful. We want to ensure that we have, you know, the right mentors to support our work. So for now, I think for the next 2 years or so, we'll continue to work in those schools. We'll continue to deepen the relationships with those schools and the number of students that we serve. And then after that, we will be expanding to additional schools yet. We just haven't decided which ones.
Got it. If a student comes to you and they want to be a professional athlete, do you have a mentor for that in a particular sport? So say, for instance, you know, Steph Curry ends up being an iMentor.
He might already be one.
He might. That's what I'm trying to get to. I mean, do you shy away from that, or you, or is it strictly academics, or do you focus on athletes as well?
Absolutely. Okay. I think that what we really care about is the power of relationships and building a strong relationship with a student through a shared interest in something like basketball, soccer, science, whatever it may be. It doesn't have to just be in the academic kind of arena, but that relationship and those common interests then help to build trust, and that's what ends up making that relationship one that can transform a young person's life.
That's excellent. Okay. Once again, I have Lynn Fine, Director of Corporate and Community Engagement from iMentor here, and doing wonderful things in the community. We really appreciate you here at KBLX and Listen Up Bay Area. Please go to www.imentor.org/Bay Area. And Lynn, is there any last word you want to tell our listener?
Thank you so much for asking and for having us. I would just say that if you are listening right now, and if you're someone who kind of, with what's been going on these past couple of years, you're wondering, you know, how can I get involved? What can I do? Please mentor with us. It's an incredibly rewarding experience. 97% of our our mentors, and 13,000 people have mentored with us, would recommend this program to a friend. So we set you up to be successful. You don't have to be an expert in the college process, and you can absolutely change a young person's life just by being there for them and helping to guide them along their own kind of path to college. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. And that does it for Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand. I want to thank my producer, Carlos, who will have this up on the website by Monday. Thank you so much. And please remember, pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.